Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. It's the 22nd of July, 2023. Welcome, Todd Kunin, my co-host, and Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We are excited to be here. Call, if you want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, that's your job.
855-529-7234.
And you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com or go to our website, radiolawtalk.com. And you can see the podcasts that we've done, the prior shows, or tell your friends that their affiliates don't carry us, that they can listen to it live. Look, remember, we're just talking about general topics of law, seek counsel. We're not giving out legal advice. Whoo! Went through all that rah-rah pre-stuff that's done. Now we can't get sued, Denise. I'm happy. So, hey, we're going to talk about some fun, interesting things. I tell you, there are some very interesting cases today, way beyond normal, that I've got some really interesting insights about. Now, get ready, my co-hosts, we all study it, but they don't know which one. I always tell them right at the beginning which ones we're doing first. By far, I want to do, and Todd, more than you, Denise, will love this, Taco Tuesday lawsuit. Because we like food, Denise, more than you do. We like fast food, unfortunately, right? So we're talking about Taco Tuesday battle, and I'm going to give you some insight on that, on Taco Tuesday battle, that I think is really, really interesting. Spicy Dragon Ball lawsuit. We'll stop there.
What?
Yeah, we'll stop right there. And we're that one. I said If I say I should probably put a nickel for every time I say in the jar, because in radio, you know, you're not supposed to use the word
or any other lazy phrases.
Or if you're a teacher,
right.
Yeah, if you're a teacher
don't go, All right, so someone keep track of how many ums I say. Okay.
Those funds could be used to buy Todd's dinner for case or no case winning.
That's true. That's
think
true.
About it.
It's a lot of nickels. So we're going to talk about a common New Jersey. Okay, no, common. Come on, I put come on like I'm excited. God, I wrote and I said come come on. Look, New Jersey. I'm excited about New Jersey bringing a lawsuit against New York, and we're going to talk about why New Jersey is suing New York. And I am hoping New Jersey wins, and I'm on New Jersey's side. Those New Yorkers that listen to us, sorry, but I'm for New Jersey in this one. We're going to talk about a murder conviction overturned, and why. It's in Oklahoma. Tesla crashes. We're going to talk about a tree falling over. What's the liability if a tree falls over and hurts someone?
It only depends on whether or not somebody's there to hear it. Sorry, you've never heard?
Yes. Or
a tree falls over.
But
the
see, you know how slow our producer is, right?
No.
He should have had the crickets. Don't talk. Just do crickets. Just do crickets.
No.
There
right.
You go, Cal.
All right.
Cal, we don't want to. Just do the crickets. You missed it. You missed it. You got it.
Wait,
now.
Say it again, Todd, please.
Say it again.
It depends if anyone was there to hear it. The crickets.
Okay. Well, who heard those? All right.
And we're going to talk about someone flipping off a camera. Is that free speech or not? We're going to discuss that when time comes.
There's so many people that exercise their free speech when I'm driving.
I exercised my free speech today.
You did?
I did.
Oh, really?
They're having a garage sale in my neighborhood,
uh-oh,
and I'm driving down the road. I have the right-of-way, and this car does almost a U-turn in front of me.
Hmm.
And then they had the nerve to start, you know, moving their lips like they're cussing me out.
And did they get their 50-cent poster that they bought at the car sale, I wonder?
I don't know. They got the feather from me, though.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, so that's the excitement we're going to have today. Looks like everyone's a little edgy, and it's going to be a fun time. It's Denise is edgy. Todd and I had our breakfast, so we're okay, but Todd's thinking about the things I'm not saying proper. But and then we're going to have a
But was it case, fast food Taco Tuesday breakfast?
I don't know, but you know what? I really miss we had Todd and I had yesterday, and we're not going to give a shout out because they don't sponsor us. We had the best tacos for lunch. Sometimes I buy the whole firm tacos, and oh, they were just it's the chips and salsa, huh, Todd?
Yeah, you could
you could eat the whole
you
bag.
Could hole up in your office. Wasn't there a whole bag? There was. Notice past tense.
Now, were they street tacos or from a conventional restaurant?
I'm going to say fairly conventional restaurant. I'm going to say, but one of our favorite chips and salsa.
Oh, that's the best.
And if you look, do this. We're in the West Coast. If those of you think you know what this place is, and we're going to give a couple of hints, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Just tell us, you're not going to have to get on the air, what restaurant it is. It's been around a while, and one of their things they say is they've never used cans, right? That's the first thing that they would always discuss and put on their commercials is they don't use cans, and they're famous for their fresh hot sauce / salsa with the chips, and they make their own chips there, just so you know.
I'm intrigued and hungry. I don't know. All of a sudden.
So we had carnitas and we had chicken, but the carnitas were the best.
Yeah.
So.
Yum.
Okay, with
crispy
that.
Crispy tacos? Crispy tacos?
No.
No, they were they're
tortilla.
Oh, like street.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well, no, yeah, they were actually not flour. They were corn tortillas.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, and we rolled them up and they had the beans and the.
Trust me, you didn't want to walk into any office that had the door closed by about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Trust me on that one.
I'll tell you right now, I wasn't quite ready for all the salsa that I ate. Man alive, I could drink that salsa. Cal, what are we going to talk about in our case or no case?
Well, in case or no case, we're going to talk about someone who was given measurements by the boss, cut the board to the measurements, and got fired anyway. That's what our case or no case is all about, coming up very soon here.
We got, and you sent us something that, the latest, hold on, let me see, the latest was, you just sent us, about Kevin Costner's ex-wife. Should we talk about that, Denise?
I think we just have to say something about it.
Okay, Denise is going to say something about what's going on with Kevin Costner's ex-wife. Do you want to hear something funny?
Do tell.
And this is an inside joke that I'm going to let my listeners know. I called my brokers from my house in the area. I said, call Kevin Costner's wife, tell him we'll rent our house to her. And they're doing that. They're actually trying. Because she needs a place to stay. And I got a place down there where they live. So I'm gonna tell Kevin Costner, pay me.
My offer is permanent pool boy always stands. So
we're also gonna talk about Tammy Daybill. Look, there. I'm telling you, she is an attractive lady. But until you see. Now her picture in jail, they don't make you look attractive in jail, do they?
Well, that's why I said, Fred, years ago, you and I should start a new business called Jailhouse Makeover.
That's
don't get a mugshot without Cal and Fred's Jailhouse Makeover.
That's a good idea. But she's looking much older and without makeup. It's kind of interesting how, wow, that's not her. Did she look at So
who is that?
Larry, the Daybill, the one in Idaho.
That's
that
Lori Vallow.
Daybill / Vallow, right? Because she married him, so she's a Daybill.
Yeah.
/ Woof.
So it's Woof. She's now in the... Ooh.
She just looks hard.
All right. She does. She looks... All right. We're going to talk about what the latest is, and those who are going to be giving what's called a victim impact statement. It's going to be her family against her. So we'll be back after this and talk more about multiple things happening in the country.
Radio Law Talk, we are just getting started, and the show will kick off in full gear right after we take our first break for this hour. Stay tuned. You are listening to Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio Water. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Cal, I love the bumpers coming in. You're doing a good job with the bumpers.
Thank you, Rashawn.
All right, let's do the case or no case.
All right, here we go. Let's do that. All right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Hildy Garth was an apprentice carpenter. She was staffing the chop shop one day when the boss came to her and said, "Okay, Hildy, cut me a 2x4. gave her the dimensions. What did she want? He wanted 4 feet and 7/16 of an inch. Hildy cut the board according to what the boss told her, and he said, Hildy, you got this wrong. This is the fourth time this week you've gotten this wrong. Therefore, I'm going to put you on notice one more error in chopping, and you're gone. So the next one he gave her, she chopped according to his specifications, and it was the wrong size again. So he terminated her. Hildy went to the union and said, what can I do? Because, listen, all I did was cut them to what he told me. The union said, well, you know, you're 90 days. She said, no, I want a case. I want to challenge this. And so the question is, can she challenge her firing to the state board or whoever she wants to go to on the basis of what she says was an error by her boss and not her? And I think, Todd, we'll start with you this time, if you don't mind.
What was the thing about 90 days? She was a new employee?
Right. So she, what do they call the evaluation or probation?
Okay, she's on probation.
Right.
New employee. The boss came to her, gave her specifications. Question, did they actually measure the cut after she cut it to see if it did, in fact, measure correctly?
No. She did afterward, after work, but the boss did not. He just said it's wrong. And barked at her again, and continued to bark.
Okay.
Woof, woof.
And yes. And she went to her union?
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's a union job. To get a union carpenter job, this is in Los Angeles, remind you, you got to go through the class and all that stuff. So she went to the union and said, look, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. He just has it in for me, so to speak.
All right. Well, you know, it's... The reason why I asked if they measured the board is because, look, if you go and mark something right at the line of the item is supposed to be, but then you run it through and the center of that line you line up with the center of your blade, which the blade can be, you know, an eighth of an inch thick, well, now your cut's going to be too short. Because you're not cutting it right. The way you're making that cut is incorrect. So I say all of that to say, you know, I'm going to go with no case because there's just a lot going on here. And it's odd that it's a union situation, but she's questioning whether or not she can go talk to a lawyer or file with the state. If you're under a union, it's a collective bargaining agreement. You're with the NLRB. There's a whole different set of rules. It's the union shop. Issue. I'm just going to go with no case.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about all of that?
Well, California is an at-will state, so you really don't even have a reason to let them go. If you do let somebody go for cause, then perhaps they can get unemployment. But I don't think this would rise to the level of for cause. If she made a mistake on a cut or if she didn't, he just didn't like her, I'm going to say that it is no case.
All right, that's fair enough. Fred Penny, what do you think?
Did you, Cal, what I recall you saying is, can she make a claim with the state?
Well,
is
by whatever her redress may be.
So in other words, she sue?
Try to get her job back or keep her job. And this was an important job to her. This paid pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, clearly I think this is a made-up scenario, but I'm trying to go against the grain here to try to get... I'm going to say she made such a claim. Now, I don't know if a lawsuit was filed. Would I win if that's the case, Cal? Because you asked if she actually can bring
an action. It's case or no case and results. So if you say she brings an action.
An action. Yeah, she brings an action with the state. I'm going to say yes, just to be opposite of these guys.
Okay, fair enough.
And who wins?
It's still pending.
I'll tell you, this story was interesting to me because it has an unusual conclusion. Yes, it is a case.
Yes,
she went to the state. Yes, she and the union boss said, well, wait a minute. How about this? How about we have a test? Let's call the supervisor in here. Let's give him a tape. Let's have him measure up some boards. Call out the cut
without him knowing it.
Yeah, and let's just see how it goes. Let's do that. So they did have a 5-board test. And guess what? The boss had bad eyes.
Nice.
So she wins the case. She gets her job back. The boss goes to an ophthalmologist, gets a good pair of glasses. She keeps her job, and everything works out fine because She said, wait a minute, you can't push me around like that. I know when I'm right.
Ooh.
And she took a stand, and it worked out just fine for her.
Southern
and
California.
That, ladies and gentlemen, yes, in California, is...
That was a good one, Cal.
That was a good one. And you get 1 point.
No, I think I was right. I said they were still working on it. What did it completely finish?
It's all done. Yeah, she's back. She's back cutting boards.
I should get 2 just because I went against the green.
No, you get 1 point.
When did this happen?
This was 2 years ago, actually. I think my
About a few years ago.
It was very recent, anyway. Yeah.
That was a great one, Cal. I think we'll like that.
Good. Next hour, the case of the missing beetle, the fifth beetle named Mal. M-A-L. Ever heard of him?
I have.
Yes. Well, he has quite a fascinating tale, and we'll talk about that coming up next time on Case or No Case, right here on the Big Show with Fred, Denise, and Todd.
Hey, you know what? I want to talk about, now look, here's what Todd says more than Denise and I. Todd always says, you bring a lawsuit, especially when it comes down to music, and you say someone stole the music for you. We got 2 or 1 minute, Cal?
I'm sorry, 1. I lied.
1. Okay. 1. And someone claims that someone used their music and they're unknown. That's good publicity, right?
Oh, yeah.
Taco John's and Taco Bell fight over the trademark Taco Tuesday. Who has the right to it and what happens? That's what we're going to talk about next.
All right. Radio Law Talk will continue discussion about Taco Tuesday and more all right here. Online free at RadioLawTalk.com. If your local radio station stops carrying us, if not, please listen there. We'll continue today.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
USA News Update. Tens of millions of Americans are experiencing a dangerous heat wave. Forecasters warn the heat dome expanding in Texas and the Southwest could drag on into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona has seen temperatures above 110 degrees for the last 21 days. In Las Vegas, the asphalt has been baking at around 144 degrees. Even hotter in Palm Springs, as Battalion Chief Greg Lyle tells CBS News.
The temperature reading of the blacktop right now is at 165.
The Army says a soldier was killed and five others were injured in a tactical vehicle accident at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. Investigators are looking into what exactly happened. Fort Bliss is home to the Army's 1st Armored Division, where about 17,000 soldiers train. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No fun, that's true.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
So for 34 years, Taco John's, which I've never been to, and I don't know much about Taco John's, and I realize they're in 400 states. I mean, there's 400 stores. 400 states. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's a lot of states. They're in 400 stores across the United States. And Taco John's, 34 years ago, got the basically the trademark for Taco Tuesdays. The words, Taco Tuesday. And they've been using it for 34 years, and nobody else can use it because it's their trademark. With the exception, they only have it in 49 states. There's a little bar in New Jersey called Gregory's Restaurant and Bar, owns the right to that name in New Jersey. All right, so I've set this up. 34 years, which, by the way, in trademark law, again, I'm not an expert in trademark law. None of us are. But generally speaking, that is one of the considerations is how long have they been using this trademark? They just started it or have been going on for a long time? It's clearly been going on a long time. Well, in comes the giant, Taco Bell, saying, we don't like the fact that you have the trademark and the rights to Taco Tuesday. We're going to sue you and take you all the way through court and probably to the appellate court and the Supreme Court, who knows, and say you don't have the right to Taco Tuesday because taco is a general term and so is Tuesday. And they think possibly they should have never in the first place gotten the right to the name Taco Tuesday.
So Taco Bell wanted to sue them broke, in effect? Is that what?
Well, that's what we're getting to. I'm not there yet.
Okay, sorry.
So so what happened is Taco Bell, with the money, said, we're going to come after you and fight you on this. Well, Taco John's, even though they have 400, they call themselves lovers, not fighters. That's what I laughed about.
Yeah.
We're lovers, not fighters.
Like, and then the estate of Michael Jackson goes after them for using that phrase from Mine All Mine, his duet with Paul McCartney.
Oh, we're lovers.
Well, Paul, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. But anyway, so
loving got him in trouble.
So guess what they... Ooh, stop. So
that escalated quickly.
Went off the rails quickly. And with Denise, our foundation.
How did that happen?
I don't know what happened. So here's the situation. So they just, Taco John throws up their hands and says, you know, we're going to give it up. We're going to give up our rights to this trademark and just let it go to the wind and anybody and everybody can use it. And then said, we're going to pledge $100 for every location we're in to the Children of Restaurant Employees Association. It's a charity that helps children of people that work in the restaurant if they are facing health challenges or whatever. And they said, if you do that, Taco Bell, then that would be good too. But we're going to give $100, which is a total of $40,000 because they have 400 locations. Well, Taco Bell, it's going to add up to $720,000. So they're calling him down the gauntlet, calling the gauntlet to him, saying, you guys have to do the, once you pay $720,000 to make him look bad, right? Now, Denise brought up something. Now, I write notes on all these things. And here's my notes. First of all, I brought up the Todd thing. I'm going to talk about that. And then Denise brought up the best thing that I wrote down, which is, what, Denise? What would have you done before this occurred?
I would have said, it's going to cost me $1 million to fight this. Taco Bell, you can have it for $1 million.
Or don't even tell them that and say, I'm going to fight you. And then say, hey, well, give me 2.5. Or start negotiating, right? And maybe Taco Bell would have bought it from them. But Todd brought up a good point.
Well, yeah, and what we don't know is if that maybe that happened. Maybe they did approach Taco Bell and say, hey, buy us out. You can go ahead and have this. I mean, look, I think that Taco Bell may have had an argument to have it canceled when you look at the reasons why something could be canceled and what the U.S. code provides for. Maybe they did. Maybe, and I'm spitballing here, maybe the offer from Taco Bell to purchase everything was $40,000,
right,
which is the same amount that they're willing to pledge. I don't know.
What is that?
Or maybe,
yeah,
because Taco Bell said it was flimsy at best and not a great mark, you couldn't keep it, they took that position so publicly they wouldn't buy it now.
That could be.
Well, here's the deal. It's like saying, me. You can't say the word me. Monty Python, it hurts your eyes.
Yes.
Ears. You can't say Taco Tuesday now. But let's see what Taco Bell does. But here's an example about the publicity. The second point I was going to bring up was publicity. Think about this legally. What have we discussed about a lot of these fights over trademark songs and whether or not they stole their song lyrics or whatever? You get a lot of publicity. Songs we had never heard of. Spirit, right? Who the heck is Spirit? We know who Spirit is. That's the band. Isn't that the band that was the Stairway to Heaven?
I always get that mixed up with the Spirit. It's Spirit and Taurus. Which one's the band and which one's the
right,
name of the
right.
song?
I don't know which it is, but you definitely know the name Taurus and
Spirit,
don't you?
Yeah.
And that's the ones that lost the fight against Stairway to Heaven to try to say they stole it from them. You know, and by the way, go back and listen to that archive on us about that lawsuit. That is very interesting. And to this day, I still think Spirit/Taurus should have won.
You know, and the thing is every time that news article about this song infringed that song, you know, people are, well, I want to hear this. How much could this have happened?
Right.
And guess what's getting downloaded?
One thing for sure is Spirit would have won if they were under the current code.
That is true.
But the code they were under required it to be in writing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now on Spotify. It's Spirit.
The name of the band is Spirit. The name of the song is Taurus, like the bull.
But here's the thing to point out. This part that you're listening to right now, this is the older version that they claim Led Zeppelin infringed on, copyright infringement, when Led Zeppelin had that iconic intro for Stairway to Heaven. And here's the problem with the lawsuit. The iconic intro was not part of the lawsuit, because the law that Denise was talking about is, in music prior to 1972, to get a copyright, you had to file the sheet music with the Copyright Office. Now you can just file the recording. And the sheet music that was filed with the Copyright Office did not include this iconic intro.
Yeah.
And had they filed that, or had that been the law, they would have won hands down.
Oh, I think they would have absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally
agree. I'm looking at what talks, T-A-U-R-U-S. I found it. I'm trying to find, doggone it, where it's showing how many downloads it's got right now. Because Taurus, the song, I've got it, but I can't. Usually it says the amount of downloads, and it's not showing me.
And
right
did
now.
Ford name the car because of the song? And if so, could Spirit go after Ford for naming the car? Here you go, though.
Astrologers might have had an issue with that. So
on that same note, I'm going to throw some shout-outs. There is a lawsuit, I don't know if it's done yet, but it's still going on, that has vaulted a small company because the lawsuit, and they decide to fight it. Now, one of the newest, hottest trends in food, and by the way, I've known about this from the very beginning, based out of Utah, was a company called Crumble Cookies. And by the way, Crumble Cookies was not the first. It was the second. There's another cookie company that started it, and they'd be open till midnight, 2 a.m., so students want to have a cookie. They're these big, giant, overstuffed cookies.
And they are so good.
Oh. Yeah, they're massive, these cookies, and you get four of them, huh, Cal, in a little box.
Yeah.
But the price is outrageous.
Crazy, yeah.
And you could go at 2:30 in the morning, these students studying, and go get cookies. And it just took off in Utah. And so Crumble has gotten huge. They're franchised all over the United States now. And a company called Dirty Dough came out and did kind of the same thing. And it's very rare you can sue and win on a recipe, right? So they did kind of the same thing. And there's a lot of cookie companies doing it. And Crumble sued them, saying that you're copying what we're doing. And Dirty Dough, the difference is Dirty Dough has got filling in the middle of theirs, right? And it's good. I know it's good. And here's the situation. Todd, no, don't think of filling. It's the Dirty Dough has now used that as a platform on all their social media, and they rip on Crumble all the time. They they're the bad guys coming in, suing us little guys, and it has taken off, and now Dirty Dough is vaulting. Not doing well. They're vaulting. And they all did it because they fought this lawsuit and probably continue to fight the lawsuit, and they're using it all over their social media, and it's blowing up. And I know people that are buying franchises of Dirty Dough now. So there you go. Anyway, that's Taco John's giving up the Taco Tuesday rights. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about, including spicy Dragon Balls, which I know Todd can't sit through without laughing. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the big broadcast will continue after this break.
You found Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That's down. Are you serious?
Now it's time to go back to the show. This is Radio Law Talk.
Raise your hand, all of you out in Radio Land and on our podcast. We put up on podcast if you like spicy food. I do. I'm a spicy food guy.
I am sitting on my hands.
Yes, and my son-in-law sits on his hands. It burns his stomach. Well, in Los Gatos, California, that's Silicon Valley. There is this restaurant that makes spicy dragon balls. Now, I like Thai. I don't eat it all the time, but I didn't know exactly what it was made of. But they noted down that it's made of the following: spicy chicken fried with mint, shallots, green onions, cilantro, and kaffir lime, whatever that is. So, whatever it is, it's supposedly spicy. Now, these individuals come to eat at this spicy dragon, at this restaurant, and they order the appetizer, spicy dragon balls. And this is what I don't understand or know. We don't know. As an appetizer coming in, it's set down, and that means multiple people can eat it. Now, the plaintiff in this case, there's a lawsuit. I'm going to tell you what the lawsuit's about. Said she told the waitress to bring them mild because she can't handle spice, right? Or doesn't like super spicy foods. Well, I'm not quite sure how that works, but anyway, because if other people are eating it, then maybe they don't mind it a little more spicy. So we don't know if they were all eating it together. It sounds like it wasn't just her, but it was probably others.
Yeah, she asked to have it made with less spice.
Not, no, sir.
Just make it with less spice.
Okay. What does that mean? A little bit less or a lot less? So, and this is her, what she's claiming. She claimed as she started to eat it, it just absolutely lit up her mouth and burned her vocal cords, her esophagus, and her nose. And apparently she asked for some milk. And why is milk important? I thought, see, I've always wondered why when people eat spicy, and Todd, you told me, and Denise, why it came down to the fact that people drink milk instead of water. Or they, in this case, they asked for milk for this lady or some yogurt. Why? Why is that?
Well, anything that's spicy is spicy. It's an oil. And if you drink water, the oil and water don't mix, but milk, it will actually adhere to the spice because it's a base, and it lowers the spiciness of it. That's why you drink milk. Another good thing is eat bread.
Yeah.
So
that's what they asked for, and they said, no, we don't have any, so they didn't give it to her, and she left.
They had coconut milk.
Yeah, they had a coconut milk. And so let me tell you, I watched this. Not only do I read about this, I watched the news on these programs, and some news people said they went out and ordered the stuff and ate it themselves, right? Without telling them, hey, we're going to video this. And, you know, the news guys, there was a guy that was doing it. It's like, a little bit spicy, but no big deal to me. You know, it's not a big deal. But I asked myself, and Todd said, what about an assumption of the risk? I say to myself, okay, why even take the risk? You know, that's what I'm not doing. And again, I'm a pro plaintiff person, right? But this is what I'm saying. Maybe the situation here is, and everyone's thinking this is ridiculous, just maybe they accidentally put too much spice in it without knowing, right? If you're mixing it up, making it, somehow the extra spice got rolled in there. And that's what happened.
Or when the reporters got there, they had toned down the spice because of the lawsuit.
Or maybe the cook was really French and was upset. You shall not tell me how to change my recipe.
No, I think it's also possible that people get irritated back in the back and they go,
right.
Oh, light spice, huh? Let me show you what our light spice is, lady.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about this. Going, let me get this straight. You're sensitive to spicy food. So you go to a Thai restaurant and look. That's not a problem. You can go to a Thai restaurant and try to find something on the menu that's not spicy. But what do? You order the food, the item called spicy dragon balls.
But did she order it?
And then ask them to lower the amount of spice on the signature dish, spicy dragon balls. Really?
And not only that, it says on the menu, quote, very spicy. Not spicy, very spicy. So,
what did you think was going to happen?
Make them nicely dragon balls instead of spicy dragon balls.
I'm going to go to Los Gatos, so I'm going to go check this place out.
Because I know you have an office down there.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, are you going to have the spicy balls?
I am.
Okay, will you take a picture?
I know what I'm going to say.
What?
I'm going to say, that's the spicy dragon balls.
I like you guys see she used the fingers at the same time, like an Italian would.
Now, look, I get it. I get that. Look, if you are sensitive to spicy food, I don't eat spicy food because it wreaks havoc with my stomach, and that's probably karma's way of getting back at me for torturing a younger brother.
Tell the story, why?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you have these family reunions, and everybody gets around, and they start telling stories about one person in particular that might have tortured the other siblings. Well, I was the one stories about whom were told. Apparently, when my younger brother was about 9 or 10, and I was a senior in high school, he had this problem with chapped lips. Pete's lips were always chapped. And I, being the loving, thoughtful older brother that I am, decided I would give him a tip.
I would have done something right there.
I said, Pete, you know one thing that helps with chapped lips is Tabasco sauce.
Oh, man.
Here, we have some in the fridge. And I gave it to him, and he put it on, and his eyes got as big as plates. And then I went to really help him. Oh, here's some milk. Use that. But now he didn't trust me.
Right. He wouldn't use the milk.
Oops.
Well, let's move on. You again, ever.
Let's move on to New Jersey sues the federal government over, guess what, New York congestion tolls. They're starting now. Guess what? Those of you living in the United States of America, the freedom of using a car is going to go away. You can still use it, but you're not going to be able to financially afford using a car soon because the government wants you to use mass transit. Some of you are like, good, that's your, but no, I'm a little bit more toward freedom person, but here's what's going on. And by the way, I'm finding out this is in London they do this.
San Francisco proposed it. It's the law in London right now. You're right.
Yeah. So let me, so it's not only London, but there's a few other places that it is besides London. It's in Stockholm, Sweden, and Singapore. They have these laws. Now, this is what the law is. They're trying to stop cars from driving into, you know, different areas like the Bronx and stuff that are congested. So they're going to charge a toll. They're going to put cameras up. And as a car drives in, it takes a picture of your license plate, and it charges you. And they're talking about, generally speaking, $16 to $23 a day. By the way, there's approximately 111,000 cars that drive into Manhattan a day. So who's got their calculator? Denise or Todd, it's up to you. 111,000. Now they're thinking of $23 toll. So let's average it and say 20 bucks. At 111,000 cars, how much are they going to make in one day?
A little more than 2.2 million.
So they're going to be charging $2.2 million a day to help pay for more taxes. That's a way they're trying to get more taxes, and that's what New York's going to do. So New Jersey says, it's our New Jersey guys driving in there, which they do. It's a lot of people from Jersey drive that way, and we're suing you. And basically, I love what this is a Democrat from New Jersey, and his name's Bob Menendez. This is what he said. Some may call this a strategy hardball, that what New Jersey's doing, but I love this. He said, we're not going to let New York give the New Jerseyans a shakedown to help balance their budget. They got another thing coming. And good for him.
Yeah,
good
for him. And you know, the people that go into Manhattan already have to pay $17 just to use the Lincoln or the Holland tunnels. So we're not talking like this is just, it's another toll.
But you've left something out. Parking, which is also crazy expensive in downtown New York. So you've got the tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel toll, you've got the come-into-town toll, and you've got the Lincoln Tunnel toll. It's insane. Plus parking. It's crazy. All right. Big deal. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after this with talk about a first and why.
Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.